Okay. Good evening. The regular meeting for the Joint Land Use Board Thursday, August 26, 2021, is called to order. I wish to announce that the Open Public Meeting Act, known as the Sunshine Law of 1975, has been complied with. The notice of this meeting was advertised at a regular reorganization meeting, at which time our official newspapers were notified. Copies are placed on the bulletin boards. Everyone, please rise and join us in the flag salute. Okay, Nancy, roll call, please.
Roll call.
Mayor Roach.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Mr. Wells.
Here.
Mr. Vandergriff. Ms. Jackson.
Here.
Mr. Dawson.
Here.
Mr. Pauli. Ms. DiDomenico here. Ms. Protish.
Here.
Mr. Menkowski.
Here.
Okay, next on the agenda. You just abstained. All right. Next is the approval of the minutes from July 22nd, 2021. Have a motion?
No move.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Roach.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Abstain.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Ms. Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Yes.
Mr. Pauli. Mr. Menkowski.
Yes.
Okay. Next on our agenda is new business. We're going to go to application JLUB21-7 first. That's United Paving and Banger Ave, Block 257, Lot 1. This is for a use variance. As my understanding, Kate will explain because Mr. Vandergriff is not here.
Yes. The applicant has requested a postponement because for this evening's hearing because we do not have the full board. As we explained at the last meeting, to get a use variance, you need a supermajority. So he wanted all seven of the board members who could vote to be here. We don't have that. So he does have the discretion to postpone the application until there's a full board present. And he has done that, so he will be on the agenda for September 23rd, I believe. He will not need to renotice. You just need to mark your calendars. We apologize for that, but this was a last-minute thing, and he does have the option to postpone if we do not have a full board. We anticipated we might have that problem because August is a rough month with vacations, kids going to college, etc.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Sure.
Frank, from 817 Ashburn Avenue.
Yeah.
Also part of Linden.
Right.
Okay. How many times does he get postponed?
Okay, so this, I think, will actually be the second time he has done that. He deferred in the very beginning, and I think it was back in last October, November. He deferred when we were doing everything virtually, and he did not want to present the matter in a remote fashion. Lots of attorneys opt that way for a use variance because it's difficult. They want to be in person, and so he opted out for several months until the board resumed in-person meetings. So this is his second postponement, postponed last month and then today. So
is there a full board now, or I don't know what the count is?
We're missing Joe, right?
Joe Vandergriff,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who appoints mayor's appointment? Is that a mayor's appointment or...
Yeah.
Well, I know for planning board, I'm not familiar with joint planning.
Same thing.
Okay. Has any notification been sent to any of these members that have not shown up? Obviously, there's a reason, I guess, that not everybody's shown up, okay? And my other question would be, if in fact this continues to happen, okay, is he automatically granted the applicant approvals? I know on some boards that does take place.
Yeah.
You know, if the borough doesn't do diligence, okay? Is that the same in this case?
No.
No.
Okay, I don't...
He's made the request. We haven't put him off. He's made the request to postpone it.
I just want to tell you, we are prepared, okay? If in fact that occurs, then we will, you know, take legal action against the municipality, okay? Well, you're not an attorney, okay? That's why I'm asking the solicitor, okay? If in fact that occurs and his grant is approved because of the negligence of the borough, okay, that's our intent, okay? And maybe the board might want to do a little bit of due diligence looking at this property prior to the applicant coming in. A real easy way to save a lot of money and a lot of our aggravation is possibly, and maybe the mayor can look into this, is this property be purchased at fair market value, which probably maybe $200-$300, okay? Under open space, okay? That is what open space is designed for buying junk property, okay? And preserving it as open space, okay? And I think everybody in our neighborhood would be quite happy if left as is. So you have maybe to file an application with the county or whoever does that.
Mr. Mayor, just to bring it to your attention, so you are the one who taught me this.
Okay.
Whenever there's a vacant piece of property that's still paying taxes to the borough, and it's a good piece of taxes that are on that property, the borough doesn't usually want to take on the ability of having to maintain. But you still don't want to take on the maintaining of the property and having care for anything that happens on it, or trees come down, or anything that goes wrong with it. You know as well as I do. You taught me this.
Okay, but also, I think I taught you to respect the neighbors. Okay,
absolutely.
And obviously, anything on that property, other than single-family residentials, which is what the zone is, okay, is not going to fly. Okay, unless the guy's got skyhawks or something.
And you also know that I can't comment on it because I can't hear this because if it comes, if it passes this board, or if it doesn't pass this board, it can come to mayor and council, and I can't, and then Linda and I have to hear it there.
All I'm asking is someone, whether it be our solicitor or our planner or engineer, to take a look at potential open space. I believe that is within the realm of the planning board. Okay, you know, when they do the annual, I'm starting to lose my mind. Okay, you know, but that would be a resolution to it. Okay, if you recall the property on Choose Landing Road, okay, and everybody said, why did they, you know, spend so much money trying to get planning approvals? Okay, it's because they had intentions to sell it to the county 2 months later as open space and quadrupled the value of what?
Just to be perfectly clear, this board's not going to make any decision unless you people are here. I don't think they would do anything like that because we know how big of an issue it is to be. Unfortunately, today we found out that they weren't coming in. So we didn't have time to notice anybody or put it out there on the sign or even put it on the website.
How did he know that you're not going to have a forum of people?
Because that's how you can ask.
The attorney contacted every member of the board?
Yeah.
Okay, and why wasn't it on our website or... Okay, well, let me finish. Okay, so then members that aren't here contacted you and said they weren't going to be here. And who were the members? Mr. Bean?
Yes.
One person? Right, I'm not aware of that.
Heather has a conflict.
Is there alternative, is there alternatives for this board?
We had another board member relieve herself of her duties recently.
Has she been replaced?
Not yet. They're in the process of trying to find somebody. This is very...
Thank you, have a great day.
Thank you.
But I'm going to put on the agenda, if you can. Do you have any convenience for these people? Just to put on the record? As long as it's on the agenda, we're assuming that it's going to go through. So all I'm saying is that why can't you put it on the agenda, revise the agenda for the day, and say, hey, cancel? To save 40 people.
Can we all put it on my president?
I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask.
What's that? I didn't hear what he... Okay, so... Well, you know, if there isn't any particular rule on that, okay, one would assume that most applicants want to have a hearing and get a decision as soon as possible. So I'm going to say that they're motivated in that regard, too. However, the applicants do not want to proceed unless they have a full board, only because a use variance requires a supermajority, and so that is why they have postponed. They do have the right to do that, to ask for a full board to hear their application. So that's where it is. So again, if we do have this situation that arises on next month, we'll I think we probably get a head count well in advance, so we know and get it out and revise the agenda and post that. And then you're urged to check the website.
Well, as long as the area is
canceled,
you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our last meeting, I heard a lot of the you said that there needed 7 people to vote. There was only 5 last time. You said there was 7 that needed to vote. We have 8 right now. You have 7 up there now. With the very reasons why there are 7 people up there voting.
Because, sir, here's the thing. When you have...
We're doing this every time, then. We're supposed to be holding it, too. Does the ordinance vote? What would it do anything?
Conflict.
This is very ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. So many people
got to
recuse themselves.
Why? Excuse me, sir. Could we need to have a civil meeting. There's a lot of things that have to do with land use board that we have no control over.
We're
just... I understand that, and I apologize for that. I really do. Everybody up here on this board is a volunteer. You know, we try to do our best. Can I please speak? We try to do our best for the township. Usually, most applicants will go through with the application. Okay, this guy knows what he's up against, and he wants a full vote.
okay?
He wants the best odds for his application.
It's just a matter of...
You need a full board, okay? And the mayor and a councilman, councilwoman has, have to recluse, because if we should deny this application, the applicant can appeal it. They can appeal either one of two ways. They can appeal to town council, which the mayor and councilwoman has sit on, or they can appeal to the court. So statutorily, the council members, the mayor and councilwoman have to recluse themselves from use variances. So that's what we have here. So we have another member who could not make it tonight. We lost a member recently that we haven't replaced, and our alternate is conflicted out. So that's the circumstance that we have. We apologize for that, but there were factors beyond our control.
Everybody here, and I want to see a hand, but who can vote? Well, I want to know who can vote. Put your hands up.
We can vote. Go ahead. Put your hand up.
Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you only have 6. So how did we even get 7 people when there's only 6 to vote?
Because Mr. Vandergrift is not here.
Okay. Okay, but that's a full board.
That's a full board for these areas. And that's a full board.
Excuse me, I really think that we cannot be talking about this application when the applicant is not here. Okay, we can talk about the process of how you need to have a supermajority, but the particulars of this application, the properties, the topography of the property, we really need to make your comments in front of the applicant and their attorneys so they can respond to any comments that you have. So in fairness to the applicant, we should not talk about any aspect of their application unless they're here.
Okay. All right, then. You know, and also thank you for input. I mean, Green Acres, it would probably be a good thing, but this guy owns it. I mean, we can't make him do whatever we want with his property. He has rights, and that's why he comes here. Yeah, I mean.
What's being done about lack of maintenance? I was on my front window every day to see for weeks that I was taking care of for years until this guy bought it. Now, it's over running. Now, I can't even get a cut down weeds. Because he just posted all those
trespasses
on
the first. Okay, again, we're actually making comments about the property, about the applicant, and we really should not be doing that.
Right.
Okay, so no more comments about the application.
Thank you, everyone. And once again, we apologize.
We apologize.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, next on the agenda is application JLUB 21-6, that's Prodigy Games. That's 110 North Whitehorse Pike, Block 122, Lot 9. This is a change in use at the building to store. All right. We'll have a 10-minute adjournment.
Okay, gentlemen, would you like to swear them in?
If you could have, you're Mr. Bailey, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The people who are going to be testifying, if they could stand and raise their right hand. Okay, and you're going to have to give me your name, sir.
David Barnes.
Oh, David Barnes, okay. And your address, please?
2421 Patton Street, Camden, New Jersey.
What was the street?
2441 Patton Street, Camden, New Jersey.
Okay, that's the only testimony we'll have?
Yes, that's my law partner, right.
Alrighty, and...
Chef Anderson, Board Engineer, 15 Steve Drive, Street 131-5-4.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give this evening will be the whole truth?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yes, good evening, members of the panel. As stated, my name is Gary Bailey. I'm here on behalf of Prodigy Games, by the way of David Barnes and his wife, Marcella Barnes. This application is for land use variance at 110 North Whitehorse Pike, Block 122, Lot 9. Mr. Barnes and his wife purchased the property. About a year ago, we rented and then purchased it. Prior to his purchase, the property was completely empty. Prior to it being vacant, it was used as an insurance agency, small company. Mr. Barnes and the company, Prodigy Games, intends to use it for retail use. So to not only sell certain retail gaming products, but to also have tournaments where kids and teenagers come in and play games, compete against one another. Typically from a Monday to Friday usage, it's purely transactional, in and out, 2-3 customers at a time. On tournament time, which would generally be on a Sunday, it could get up to 30-40 participants. Now with that being said, there's nine parking spots that are available to Mr. Barnes' company, and then there's adequate street parking on the outside that could accommodate the other 10 or 12 cars that may come on tournament day. He doesn't have any plans to do any changes to the exterior of the building other than maybe adding two more lights just to give it some adequate lighting. But on the inside, certainly intends to make some changes to exit signs, fire alarms, the fire extinguishing system, adding just some more chairs and other little accoutrements just to accommodate, again, on tournament day. But that's really it. He's not looking to do anything major that would really exceed any reasonable usage of that commercial car and even the fire usage, again, other than that one day. So for that purposes, I'll stop right here and allow you all to question Mr. Barnes for raising any concerns.
Okay, let me just ask you this, because your attorney did put some facts on the record. Mr. Barnes, is what your attorney represented in terms of your use of the property correct?
Yes. Can I ask you a question about that, Kate? What are the hours? So it's only retail Monday to Friday, nothing else? Selling games, let's say you're like an EB Games or a GameStop or something like that. Is that where you're...
More so trading card games. We specialize in Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, things of that nature.
So card games and board games?
Yeah, card games.
It's not video games?
We have video games for sale.
Okay.
So
you're selling games, basically?
Yeah,
I'm selling. Video games, board games,
selling
card games.
Yeah, right. Yep.
What are your hours Monday to Friday?
Our hours would be from 12 noon to 8 o'clock at night.
That's Monday to Friday. Anything on Saturday?
Saturday would be 10 in the morning to about 10 at night.
Okay. Then you would only be open for tournaments on Sunday, or I guess the retail would still be open?
Well, realistically, once we get started, we would place tournaments on weekdays as well. However, we would have a smaller audience, just because our following for Yu-Gi-Oh! Is probably our largest following. So on the weekday, we would have like Pokemon. Generally, that would attract about 12 to 15 kids. Magic the Gathering on Friday nights, generally that would attract anywhere from 12 to 15 players as well.
Okay, so you mentioned like, I'm sorry, I don't know these games. What's your big following?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is our biggest following. It's a trading card
game. Do adults play that game, or are they...
Some adults play. It's a children's card game. However, it's basically children and adults do play it. And it's a trading card game, so I don't know if you ever heard of Pokemon, but it's relatively similar to Pokemon.
Okay, so these kids come in, and are they supervised? Parents? How's that work?
When the children would just generally just come in, if we're having a tournament or something like that, pretty much they will sign up for tournament. From my understanding, most of the times kids get generally dropped off. Parents do have the option to stay. We're not, we're totally open to that.
Okay, so. So they go into this facility, they can buy things from you at retail,
yes.
But they can also then sit down and play a game.
Yes.
Do they have to pay to participate in the games?
And only in tournament. Tournaments are $5, and pretty much after the tournament, prizes are given for the place of the members who participated. So anywhere from first to like top 16 would receive like, packs. Essentially,
they get prizes. They're not getting cash.
They're not getting cash. They're getting like prizes,
or store credit, or something.
Store
like
credit,
that.
Right? Store yeah. credit, packs. Our tournaments generally last anywhere from like 3 to 4 hours.
How many employees do you employ?
Two. Yes, myself, my wife, and then we have two employees as well.
Okay.
As far as food and things of that nature goes, pretty much it's just like we sell like chips, cakes, cookies, candy, standard things of that nature.
You're not cooking anything there, and there's no kitchen or anything where you're...
No, there's no kitchen, nothing like that, no. So like we might sell like Hot Pockets or something to that nature that can be available for purchase as well.
So, but you have like a microwave?
Yes, we do have a microwave.
Okay, so you are going to be... So you're selling... So what's the primary use of this property? Is it mostly the game part of it?
The primary use is just creating a safe haven where, people can feel as though they belong and come in and play games. whether it's board games, open play, playing Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon. On like certain days, we would host open game night where people just kind of come in, hang out, and just play, test play. There's a bigger world to this where there's like bigger events. So you can go to regionals, YCSs, and generally that's what you're prepping for. People that play the game a little more mainstream is practicing to go to like bigger tournaments and things of that nature.
So do you, and I'm going to ask your attorney, Mr. Bailey, do you see this use as a permitted use in this zone? This lounge for kind of an entertainment center?
Well, I do, considering the density. If it was 50, 60 or more, or it's busting out the seams, I think it would be problematic, mainly because of the overflow out of the White Horse Pike. But considering it's a smaller place, the nature of it is more younger kids and teenagers.
Nature is more what?
Younger kids and teenagers. Listen, he's my client. I want him to do well. But to the extent that he's bursting out the seams, he's going to have to find another place. This only works if it keeps within a certain margin of the typical in and out, and then some few tournaments where you're talking about 12 to 15 people, occasionally, you know, 20 or something like that. Anything more than that, I think, from the people we saw, it's going to be a problem. He's going to have to find somewhere else. So it's a narrow place. I think it'll meet the use of variants, it'll meet the code. He'll get the insurance, and if he doesn't already have it in place and everything else, so that, because I can understand the concerns. No one wants to become a loitering place, right? You don't want people just hanging out, just not being engaged and involved in what's going on. You want people to come in, like you said, a safe haven, be active in a specific focus, which is playing the game. When it's over, leave. It's not a hangout spot where you just kind of hang around at 10, 11 o'clock, figure it out. It's for a specific purpose, and as long as it meets that purpose, then without a question.
What I was getting at is that we have these permitted uses for that zone, and I was trying to see where we would fit this in a permitted use. So I don't know if you...
I have a copy of it.
Really, if you look at 365-58, it lists the permitted uses, and I really did endeavor very hard to see if I could get you into one of these categories, and I can. I'm going to put it out to you or to the board's engineer. Do you see it fitting?
I see the retail aspect of it definitely fits, and if that was the predominant use, then you could make an argument that the tournament, since they sell these products, would be an accessory to that, and something would be customary to that use.
But if I heard you correctly, the predominant thing is to kind of get these tournaments and have a place for kids to...
Well, the only reason why the tournaments exist is because we sell these products. I assure you, if we didn't sell toys and games and the Yu-Gi-Oh cards and the Pokemon cards and Magic the Gathering, people wouldn't even come. So tournaments go align with selling these products.
So is that subordinate or lesser intensity use than the retail use? Because 365-58D actually allows clubs and lodges. It says public and institutional uses, which clubs and lodges organized for fraternal or social purposes. I don't know if it's under that.
Well, I would
retail
argue,
use dominant to the tournament? I mean, what's going to happen predominantly there?
If I may, from the legal standpoint, I would argue that if we take an additional step to create the social organization for the gaming purposes, that would qualify. But secondly, if we can agree to restrict the tournaments to a limited time so that it doesn't supersede the retail activity. And so rather than being available every day, which kind of treads along, which one is it, can we restrict it? And then you look at, okay, it's open for this amount of hours, and you balance that versus, well, how much is dedicated to tournament time? Now you don't have that problem.
I think from what I've heard, from what I've heard of what's going on the site, is that the main problem isn't necessarily the use. I don't want to speak out of turn. It's the parking. That there's cars parking in the neighborhood, and the fire engines can't get down. There's all that the main issue is the parking, from what I heard, am I correct? From what I've heard from the borough.
Yeah. You're already in operation, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not supposed to be, right?
No.
Okay. We've got complaints from the neighbors up and down the street that there's parking on both sides of the street. They can't get down the street. There's no way a fire engine's getting down the street. If you've got 9 parking spots and you only need 12, first off, the street's not your parking. It's, in Lindenwald, the streets are tight, so you're not, you shouldn't be parking on the street in the first place. All of your parking should be in your lot. And that's what I have to, I've tried to get across to the people who have been complaining to me about what's going on over there and how late it's out there on the weekends.
So let me ask you this, because we didn't get a floor plan or anything like that. So what is the square footage of your retail area, your store?
About 1,200 square feet. That's just for the retail area, or is that
that's
everything?
That's just for the actual retail area.
The retail area.
And then there's an office, or your office?
Yeah, there's 2 back offices. One is for storage.
So by code, you know, for general business, commercial, personal staff, personal service establishments not generally covered, which would probably, this would fall under, give me 1 space for 250 square feet, so it would be 6 space, or, excuse me, 5 spaces just for the retail. And then what's the size of the rest?
The rest is about 800 combined.
Combined. So for private clubs or lodges, which would be the closest thing for this, you need 1 space for every 3 members, plus 1 additional space for each 2 employees of the club or lodge. So it would be 2 spaces for you and your wife and the 2 employees, because that's 4, so that's 2. And if you have 30 or 40 people there, you're supposed to have 10 or 11 spots for that. So you should really have 5 plus 10 plus the, what did I say for the tournaments? 10 or 30, you said up to 40 people for tournaments?
It can get up to.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's assume the worst case scenario. You're really successful, best case scenario for you, you have a really successful business and you have 40 people there, you would need 13 spaces for that. So you're looking at 20, by ordinance, you need 20 parking spaces, off-street parking spaces. Whereas you've got 9, I think that's, you know, that's where we're having a lot of the issues. I don't want to speak for the board members, but I don't think anybody has a problem with the use per se. It's mostly the problems with the parking and those things, quote-unquote nuisance issues, when a fire engine can't get down the street and residents are having a hard time getting down the street and it's carrying on late at night. I think that's what the issue is. So we've got to find a way to ameliorate that parking issue. Is there anybody that's close that you could work out a parking?
Parking. A lot of your parking spaces are being utilized by the business next door?
In the parking spaces on your lot, the auto body guy next door is using a lot of them, isn't he?
He does use a lot of them. We've already come to an agreement on tournament days. He basically parks his cars in the back. That way I can utilize the parking that's accessible.
Okay, so the parking it's the auto repair person that's parking on your lot. Are you utilizing his lot?
Well, to my understanding, that's not his parking, according to him. Like, he just uses it.
But it's your space.
It would be my space, yes.
And that's what, when Sam was in here with that application, that was the same arrangement.
And we kind of had asked
never
to
got
get
a survey.
We had asked to get like some sort of easement agreement with the owner.
Cross access easement with the owner to allow you to park on his property and what's that? We only have 9 spots. I think we had 9 spots.
We had 9 spots.
Yes, 9 plus 1 handicap.
We've got to come up with a solution to keep people from parking on the street, basically, somehow.
And that could, there should be no street parking at all, essentially, is what you're telling me?
Well, the ordinance requires 20 off-street parking spaces. Which means you've got to...
Based on how you're using that spot.
The borough code lays out, based on the use and the size of your use, that determines how many spaces. I just went through the parking schedule to determine that. That's why I was asking how many people are in the ordinance, et cetera. Because it's all laid out right in the borough's parking schedule. So if you can't meet that, then you would need to seek what's known as a variance from the requirements of the code, which requires advertising. I don't think we've advertised for any variances or anything, have we? So if he was to seek a variance, then we wouldn't be able to hear that.
I have a question. How many spots would he need if it was strictly retail, no tournaments?
If it was strictly retail? You said it's about 2,000 square feet?
Yeah.
If it was strictly retail, no tournaments? Is that what I was going to have? There would be 8 for 2,000. It's 1 for 250 square feet. So say 9, which he has. If it's a little over 2,000 square feet, then it would be 9.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was solely retail, then it would be fine.
Yeah.
The issue, I think, I don't think the issue is with the retail. I mean, it's obviously retail is permitted use. It's the gas department for retail. The issues are coming up when the tournaments are being run.
So the tournaments, they typically occur on the weekend, or they just occur in the evenings?
Typically, they would occur generally heavier on the weekend, but there would be tournaments during the weekday as well.
But you said there are only 12 to 15 people going.
They're extremely light.
So weekends is the issue.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could get in a situation where it gets really popular and you could have more. You want to prepare for the worst case scenario, because if you get an approval, you don't want to be back here asking for another variance. You want to cover your bases, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Right.
Is there any way you can work out an arrangement with a neighbor to, you know, because it sounds like these things happen during the evenings as well, to get more people parked out in the street?
I'm thinking about your neighbor who has to auto repair, if you can work out an easement with them, where I would think that in the evening there would be a lot of empty people have picked up their car that he repaired.
I think if he wants to have the tournament, he's going to have to come back and advertise for a parking variance either way. Because
yeah.
You don't have enough parking, which means you've got to apply for a variance.
This is the parking lot.
Google Earth, you don't have any parking.
Well, he has that way.
He's going to have to come back.
Yeah,
because he's green to his farm.
We determined the sanitary, we had 9 spots at the beginning. Because there's spots on the side there.
So to this point, you still do not have any mapping of the property, right?
No, sir.
When you bought it, did you get a survey that you could provide us?
A survey?
Yeah, did you get a
survey?
No, you didn't get one.
What I would recommend, I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn again, is that we consider the retail change of use tonight, and then we've got to figure out a way that he's got to come back and get a variance for parking if he wants to run the tournaments, and come up with a way to get this.
Who's going to give you a chance to use
the
town?
Yeah. No, I understand that.
He just told the neighbors to use it for this.
Yeah.
And we're on this side.
I know.
Well, if I may, Mayor Roach, I think that's probably my job to make sure he's in compliance with any gratuities you all give today.
Well, he's not in compliance now because he's running the business now, and he's not supposed to.
And I've talked to him. That was before he retained me. That, I mean, we can't pass the buck. We can blame people, but he's here. I'm here. We're certainly committed.
I totally understand, but he hasn't stopped running the business.
Right. No,
the other night, who cashed in was the lights on.
And that's what I'm saying, Mayor Roach. He just retained me. I think I have some conversations to have with him to be in compliance with the gratuities you all, you know, give.
It becomes very lenient of people who don't tell the truth.
and don't follow the rules right after that.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is, Lindwall's changed quite a bit, so.
Sorry, there's a couple questions I would have if we moved forward on this. Security cameras?
Yes, I have cameras.
You already have it?
Yes.
Have you went in front of the police department to make sure they approved it?
No.
I have AT&T.
Are they the same cameras that were in there when you moved in? Because I know...
No, they're not the same cameras.
Because the prior owner had a kind of everything. Check.
If he said they're not the same cameras.
Okay, so...
And also, what are you doing for trash and recycling collection?
Right now, I've just been using my neighbor's trash cans, because from my understanding, we had to go through this process in order to receive trash cans. So I've just been using my neighbor's trash cans.
So your future plan is to use Public Works?
Yeah, my future plan is to use Public Works, right.
How much trash do you generate there, generally?
About two, three bags a week.
So right now, how many patrons do you have in your store?
At this current time? Look, there's no one at my store right now except for our employee.
Yes,
do you have any litter trash cans going out the door for patrons to wrappers, cups, stuff like that away?
Yes.
It's my feeling on this, in terms of the, you know, the change of use. I think that we should defer hearing that till we have the parking issue addressed somewhat. Only because there, you would be compliant if you were doing strictly retail and just selling games, and they bought and they left. But we're going to be doing the other stuff, and we have no way of overseeing that at this point. And the issue is that it, when you bring in that use, it creates the parking situation.
We didn't advertise for the parking garage.
No, we didn't. So we
don't have to
hear
it.
Yeah.
As far as the gaming.
Okay, are we able to ask for a second?
But members, is it feasible that he complete, because he has to comply one way or another, he's out, so if he stops all gaming until we're in front of him, the pressure can still operate the retail portion.
So what happens if you operate the retail and you don't get a parking variance? Are you still going to stay there and not have any of the games and the tournaments and all that?
Well, the short answer is no, because if the gaming doesn't come forward, I mean, I'm speaking on time, but it's not economically feasible. Part of the economics of running a business is having the gaming. And quite frankly, you all have been very gracious, and gentleman here has been very upfront. I think it's very clear if he does not comply with what you all are suggesting, he's out either way. So heads he's out, tails he's out. The only way to get this to happen is if he complies. Complying first with suspending all gaming, and then secondly, making sure we come back before you with the second variance for the parking. He was whispering to me. He has a couple of neighbors that's the first thing we're going to try, because realistically we understand off-street parking is just not, that's not going to fly. The only way to work this out is there has to be some dedicated off-street parking, whether it's right next to them. We'll look at other options of maybe another business a block down or something, to where people can park and walk. But we understand off-street parking is not going to happen. Even if one or two neighbors agree, it's still going to be a problem with, oh, well, so-and-so parked there, I'm just going to park right behind them. That's going to manage the hot water again. You know, so again, we're asking for some graciousness at this point, so that we can work the other things out to your satisfaction. And we're not talking about 2-3 months, we're talking about immediately, so that you know you all can be be done with it and be satisfied with that.
They're going to have to work something out. He's going to have to come in next month for a variance and like a site, like a survey plan that shows the circulation of the site and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would go. That's what we're going to have to do. Parking variance, because he needs 20 spaces. If you can get like if you have an exact square footage of all those different areas, you can get it to me too.
Okay.
Just so I can get the exact parking calculation so we get the variance right.
Okay.
Here, I have a business card here I can give you.
Jeff, can we ask for a survey of the property?
I did in my letter. Yeah. Actually, that's what I was just getting. I'm asking a survey that shows the circulation since there's going to be a lot more there for the pike. I just want to see how people are going to enter and exit. As far as, it would be helpful to have a survey that shows all the parking.
And the
property survey. Like your title survey. Basically like your title survey. You said you purchased? I saw there's a Michelle Maffa that owns.
No. We rent.
You rent? Oh, you do rent. Okay. So I thought you said purchased it.
That was
so I went back and I saw the affidavit of ownership. I'm like, something doesn't add up. It was from June. It's okay. It doesn't really affect the nature of the application. I just want to make sure we get the record right.
So if we move forward, it's for the retail only.
This will be retail only.
Correct.
We can't consider the other market because we don't want a parking variance in front of us. So legally, we couldn't. Because you haven't advertised for the variance, you have to advertise in the newspaper.
Sure.
For a variance, a certain amount of days out, and Nancy can help you out with all that.
Okay.
We couldn't even consider the other use because you haven't applied for the proper variance for the parking. You would need a variance where you need 20 spaces and you only have 9. So when you come back, you want to have all those easements worked out before you come back here.
I'm in favor
of it. If
you can come up with a parking,
I just don't want to
make it.
No, I think
we're all
on the same page.
So
should
we do
change your
use to
retail?
Retail strictly.
Strictly retail, no gaming tournaments. Just retail. And then when they come back and get the parking variance and I guess we can consider it an amendment to the change of use and put it on the
do you think it's something we could do to
you're going to have to count on the applicant to follow the rules, though. And that's what you've got to weigh, whether you want to let him carry on the retail while he's working out the parking issue for the gaming lounge, or whether you want to make a move. So that's what we're doing. And so
that's the board.
I'll bring up that all over here to allow him to do that. He would only be able to run the retail aspect until he comes back with accommodations for another 11 spaces, whether it's next door or that would work around one of his neighbors, that he can work that out with. But he has enough parking by code to run the retail operation. He has more than enough. I don't know unless he wouldn't have to come back and work. He wants to run the game for him. He needs all the requirements to the retail.
Yeah. But he's saying that the retail is not really viable for him long term unless he has the game
here. That's going to be his motivation to come back to the board and address the parking issue. Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying, but you can do a change of use for more strictly retail at this point. And that'll be his motivation. I believe that's what he represented.
Okay, we have a question for you.
Do you understand? What we're proposing is that since you... There's no way that this board could grant the approval for the lounge aspect. I think I did explain it that for tonight we could, I offered if the board's in favor of it, you'd carry on with just retail, only selling retail products. You get your parking situation squared away in the meantime. You can't run any tournaments or do anything with the lounge until you come back to the board
hopefully next month, if you can get your approvals and for your advertisement done and your application in, and then work out the parking situation so you can come up with those other 11 parking spaces and come and present that to the board before you were allowed to run the lounge in, before you can run tournaments.
Yeah, that's
You're amenable to that?
Yeah.
That way you can still run your shop, you just can't have the tournaments or the lounge activities until you come back for that approval.
Right.
You legally can't approve that tonight because of the parking variance.
Right. Understood.
Okay.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. So, gentlemen, we want to...
Do we want to vote to hear the application tonight, or just to, or do you want to put up for my... We'll give you the stuff.
The motion would be to approve the change of use to the retail.
And then with regard to the waiver of the site plan, we don't want a site plan, but we want a survey.
We want a survey? To the parking aspect that shows circulation and, you know, where your parking spaces, those 9 are delineated and all that. You need a survey that shows all that. And then you're going to have to work out whatever arrangements you have. You're going to have some written agreement with the neighbor that's going to provide you with the extra parking spaces that you don't have on site.
Okay.
That'll be part of it. It won't even be a parking variance at that point if they can provide the spaces somewhere else, right? Even if it's not on their site.
I think we need to treat it as a variance.
To treat it as a variance, that's how I'm going to read it. Okay.
All right.
Motion to open to the public. All right, this is where we're going to open to the public. If there's anybody have anything to say about this application at this time, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address, and your concern, if there's any. All right, we're close to the public.
Okay, so we have the applicant here tonight. This is for the property 110 North White Horse Pike. The applicant's application was for a change of use for retail and for a gaming lounge, and also a waiver of a site plan. So the board has actually two options here. We can deny the application, or we can say we would grant the change of use, but it would be limited to the retail aspects only of your business. There would be no gaming operation, no gaming lounge, no tournaments there. But it would be strictly retail until such time as the applicant addresses via a parking variance the need for the additional parking, which you do not have. Okay, so, so the board has to decide whether they want to do a limited change of use, to limit it just to the retail, or to say no, because of we won't be able to monitor the gaming operation, we'll deny this change of use and wait for an application that comes in with the full parking aspect addressed. So the board has one of two ways to proceed. If it's strictly retail, there is enough on-site parking for retail operation. There is not enough parking to do the tournaments and the gaming lounge.
Motion for just a limited retail.
Pardon me?
Okay. Can I have a motion? All right. Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Nancy. Heather Cavanaugh.
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Linkowski?
Yes.
Okay, so what we do need to say is that you you need to get a CO. You are operated, so you need to come in and get a CO before you operate.
Before you operate.
Yeah.
Talk about construction professional CO.
Sir, get a CO.
from the construction official. You can see evidence for that. This is the application for the parking areas. This is what the operate, just to retail. But this has to do with the
Do we still need this? If I come to an agreement with the auto mechanic, please, and to get more apprentice stuff, that's going to be...
His question is, if he comes up with the auto mechanic to get parking, does he still need to come for parking variance?
Because it's not on a site, Kate and I talked about that. If it's not physically on the site, then it's still a variance.
Even if it's...
If it's off-site, then we were going to treat it as a variance, but then with a cross-access easement to...
This is for the... This is $125.
Just notice that agreement falls through or...
This is what I did at the fire department. I do not collect the stack. Their address is from others here. I just give it out. Heather, what's the next hearing? 23rd? It's written down on the thing. I think it's the 23rd. It's the 4th Thursday. 23rd?
Because it's in the meeting, it's in the minutes.
So it's just basically the same, but...
We approve it.
The meeting is September 6th. This is your forum for public comment. That's basically the exact same thing. And the parking variance, he has how many parking?
Nine.
He has nine and nine parking, and he needs 20. At least.
I think someone said around 20. Because I think it was 10 for the.
Okay, so he needs at least 20. Okay.
I think it was 13 for the. Three for every customer for the grow analysis. So like 40 divided by 3 is 13, six for the cost of the retail, and then Hunter himself invited to 2 employees.
Could be rolled to that level.
This is, was the notification system now for that?
Those are good. Are we included? We'll see you at the next meeting.
Okay. Yes, I'd like to open, do the open public portion meeting. Anyone from the public wish to speak? All right, close to the public.
I think he wants to speak.
Do
you want to speak?
Somebody want to speak in public participation?
Do you want to speak to the board?
No.
Okay.
Okay. A motion for adjournment?
Nice to meet you. Take care. See you guys in the next one.
Second.
Where did you come in?
Can you say?
Moving to Portland.
That's for a burden.